This is the Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. For the day after the midterm elections and the impact on the Tea Party, we're going to have some conversations with public media reporters around the country. First off, let's start in Florida, a very important swing state time and time again. And Marco Rubio is going to become the senator there. For this conversation, we are joined by Dan Gretsch of the Miami Herald and WLRN. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
Mr. Rubio was a bit of the Florida Tea Party's hero here. How significant is it?
You know, Marco Rubio was down by as much as 35 points early in the election, and he was facing two political heavyweights in Florida, Charlie Crist, a popular governor and Republican, and Kendrick Meek, who's part of a dynasty of Meeks who have dominated South Florida politics for years. And he was able, Marco Rubio was able to first of all, knock Crist out of the primary and force Crist to turn independent, and then just destroy him and Meek in the midterm election.
And how significant was the get out the vote effort on the Tea Party's part, so to speak? I know that there isn't one party and that there isn't one campaign of bumper stickers, but do you think that this might have had a ripple effect even on the governor's race?
Oh, without a doubt. For instance, in Florida, there was one very little discussed but really important referendum that basically asked to have the state legislature send a message to the federal government that they needed to balance their budget. This was meaningless. Obviously, the federal government didn't need to balance their budget because Florida tells them so, but it was an element of the effort by the Tea Party to get out voters, and it really worked.
Going forward, you know, what's the kind of morning after mood there? Are there on the Tea Party websites ecstatic?
The Tea Party is ecstatic, but again, when you talk about the Tea Party, you can't talk about a person or even an organization, but a movement. So one of the things that's going to be really interesting is whether or not Marco Rubio, who has been a darling of the Tea Party, is going to actually be able, once he becomes the senator for Florida, to actually keep their support and continue to promote policies that don't frustrate Tea Party members and ultimately cause them to reject him.
All right. Dan Gretsch from the Miami Herald, WLRN. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking me to join you.
Another big race was, of course, Harry Reid defeating Sharon Engel in Nevada for the Senate's position there. We're joined by Mitch Fox from Vegas PBS for a little bit of insight and analysis on that race. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So was it as important to the Tea Party that Sharon Engel lost as it was for the Democrats that Harry Reid won?
It was a big loss for the National Tea Party. The Nevada Tea Party really doesn't have infrastructure or organization, so they really did depend on the national group to come in and help fund the Sharon Engel campaign. So Harry Reid was the big fish, and I know the GOP is crowing about victories in the House of Representatives, but they really wanted to take the majority leader down, and they did not. And there are several factors that contributed to that. So the Tea Party, they did suffer a loss here in Nevada.
Did you see a lot of sort of outside money and forces coming in these last couple of weeks?
We saw outside money coming in for the last couple of months, really. And Patriot Majority, Club for Growth, they were all here. They helped Senator Reid. They helped Sharon Engel. It was quite amazing, really. You've heard a lot about campaigns being extremely negative. Well, this was a campaign in which we practically saw nothing positive said about each individual candidate. It was all about the opponent and what an extremist or an incompetent the other person was.
Harry Reid, it's clear whose side he's on, and it's not yours.
And what's the mood there this morning? What are the headlines on the newspaper saying?
The newspapers are saying that this was a big victory for Senator Reid. It was a big victory because obviously you know by now that he will retain his majority leader status. He did win by 5 percentage points. And there were a lot of indicators actually several weeks ago that he was going to be able to pull this off. You just had to read between the lines, and sure enough, he did it. He's never won conclusively except for his last 6 years ago when he ran against Richard Zeiser. But other than that, he's always had close races, but he knows how to win them, and he pulled it out again.
All right, Mitch Fox from Vegas PBS, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.